Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And I'm your host, Dan Owens. And look, I'm the business fixer, the leadership junkie, and the guy who's not afraid to say we need better leadership in our companies. All right. Yeah, I said it. We do. Today's episode, it's Volume 5, Episode 83, Leadership Lessons from World War II. With Independence Day just around the corner, I wanted to do something a little bit different today and for this week. You know, we're all about to get into the 4th of July slowdown holiday. But there's something important that we really need to think about. Okay, look, no stats, no sales pitch, and just a heartfelt, extended look at what real leadership looks like. And one thing I noticed, especially in my career, and especially the last few years, I mean, there is a leadership crisis in American business. There's very few companies I go into and go, wow, they've got a great leader. I mean, they got good leaders. But I think leadership is a skill that we have not developed into our current executives. You know, whether you're an owner, president, C-suite, VP, director, whatever, even down the line to managers, because you can lead from anywhere. So I want to do an episode today on something that really kind of hit me hard. So I'm going to go roll the clock back to Memorial Day weekend, a few months ago, and I got caught up in a lot of the World War II and war movies. And one that I was watching again for the second or third time was Band of Brothers. Now, if you haven't watched Band of Brothers and it's on Netflix, you need to watch it. It's probably one of the most accurate, most amazing chronicles of World War II, specifically the invasion of Europe. Again, I want to talk about what real leadership looks like. So I want to go back to one of the greatest examples in American history. That's Major Dick Winters of Easy Company. He's with the 101st Airborne Division, the 506th Para Infantry Regiment. He was immortalized in the book in the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers. And right alongside him, another example of a frontline leadership that you'll ever find was someone you don't always think about or is overlooked, Sergeant Carwood Lipton. Their leadership in World War II wasn't flashy. It wasn't all about ego or shouting. It was steady. It was selfless. It was rooted in discipline. It was rooted in integrity. And most of all, care for the people they led. And it holds a powerful lesson for all of us in business and life, and yes, in leadership roles we never expected to have. Okay, so this really hit me hard, and I was actually watching the episode, and there's a conversation, which I'm going to go over here in a minute, that kind of made me think, hey, this is a good leadership lesson. Matter of fact, the more I studied, more I dug into Major Winters, obviously he was a lieutenant and a captain during the war, but eventually retired as a major. But it was just amazing to watch his leadership evolve during that series. So I want to start out with Dick Winters, his command, presence, and action. And what made him so extraordinary wasn't just his tactical genius, which he obviously had that if you watch the series. It was his moral authority, his personal discipline, and his character. He was a paragon of leadership, and not in theory, but in the brutal, unrelenting, real-world conditions of combat. Kind of like if you're in business or in the building product space, you know what I'm talking about. Winters said that the infantry school at Fort Benning defined leadership in two words: follow me. And you often hear me quote, my friend and mentor, John Maxwell, who, is a leadership expert. And he always says that everything rises and falls on leadership. But when I heard this, this really kind of stopped me in my tracks. Leadership is defined in two words: follow me. And again, when you think about that, follow me, that's not like you're not in the corporate headquarters or up in, some remote office, giving directions. You're out front, follow, your people are behind you. That means you're leading the way, okay? Major Winters lived that every day in World War II. Dick Winters led by example. So from Braycourt Manor to Crossroads, Winters led by example. He charged across open fields under machine gun fire to get his men moving. He once got so mad because his guys were like paralyzed, and he basically said, hey, come on guys, let's roll. So he got up, he started getting people out of the ditches, said let's move, because they were paralyzed, because that was the first time a lot of them had that combat experience. So he didn't hide behind orders or in the back. He was out front getting his guys mobilized. But that wasn't bravado. It was decision making under fire, which is very important. Winters always believed that the guy who gets off the first shot wins. He anticipated problems, he adjusted plans, and he never, ever let the enemy dictate his terms. Leadership was about action rooted in thought. I hope you go back and watch it again, Band of Brothers on Netflix, because a lot of this, what I'm going to say, is really pertinent to what was portrayed in the series. Now, I want to also mention that that Dick Winters, he also believed in physical fitness. Physical stamina is the root of mental toughness, he said. He trained himself to stay sharp when others broke. And he took the time for self-reflection. He asked himself nightly, did I do my best? That's a practice we need to all adopt. And finally, Major Winters understood true leadership isn't about getting the credit. He wrote an entire after-action report without using the word I. He led a company, but identified himself always as commander, easy company. His humility was matched only by his competence. Now, the cool thing about that is, and I'm going to give a real-world example. I worked with a guy. He was, leader. I was in several presentations with him, and, you know, he was talking about several new initiatives. And in a 30-minute segment, he used the word I about 30 or 40 times. You know, it was almost like a drinking game or hash, you know, doing little hash marks. And he used the word you when he was pointing at people, but he never used the word we. And, you know, and I thought about that during that meeting is like, man, this guy's full of himself. You know, he keeps saying, I, he's not talking about we, he was not building teamwork. Now, that goes into kind of the next segment here is the right person, right seat. So again, if you watch the Band of Brothers, and someone who's very integral on the front end of their training was Captain Herbert Sobel. Now, he was played by David Schwimmer, you know, Ross and Friends, but he played that so well. Now again, a lot of you who've watched that, you know, going, oh, how's he going to attack this? He was kind of a controversial figure. He was not loved. In fact, most men of Easy Company wanted him gone. But here where it gets nuanced in relevance to modern teams, Sobel was a phenomenal trainer, especially during boot camp. He pushed the men past their limits. More than any other officer, he physically hardened Easy Company into the elite unit that would become World War II legends. He did the training with him. He ran up and down the hill. He did everything. But here's the rub. Sobel, after the training, was placed in the wrong seat. You know, he's put in command. He was a brilliant drill instructor, but he was not a combat leader in training. His obsessive control and attention to detail were strengths in training, but they were not strengths in combat. They were actually liabilities. He froze under pressure. He lacked tactical instinct. He didn't inspire trust. Winters, on the other hand, was calm, clear, decisive, and more importantly, trusted. That's what made him the right person for leadership in battle. Now, you could say that, well, could Winters have done the training? You know, maybe not. Maybe it took two personality types. But again, it goes back to the right person, right seat, and eventually who you move into leadership. How many people have you seen, you know, they were good, you know, maybe sales managers or whatever, and then they get promoted to a, you know, director role or VP role, and it was a complete disaster. It's because they were not in the right seat. That was not their strength. And that's kind of the example here. But the juxtaposition is important. Sobel built the foundation. Winters led the charge. You need both in any organization, but you've got to get them in the right seats. So for the lesson in business, promote people based on fit, not performance or tenure. Great managers don't always make great leaders. And sometimes the trainer isn't the quarterback. Know your people, align their strengths with their role. There's another character in the series I want to talk about. It's Carwood Lipton, and he was played by, I think, Donnie Wahlberg, you know, Mark Wahlberg's brother, did a great job. And he was kind of the glue, you know, in the foxholes. While Major Winters, or actually Captain Winters during that time, was commanding the company, Sergeant Lipton was holding it together from the ground. So during the Battle of Bastogne, which was terrible, almost as bad or probably worse in some ways than the actual D-Day beach invasion. And he was the guy moving from foxhole to foxhole in the middle of the shelling. Again, these bombs are bursting, you know, bursting trees and shrapnel and wood fragments going everywhere. But he was going from foxhole to foxhole, checking on the guys, encouraging them, joking when needed, brushing snow off their shoulders and helping them out. So one of the commanders was Lieutenant Dykes. He froze during an assault on the next town called Foy, F-O-Y. Lipton stepped up, directing fire, keeping the attack going, keeping the men alive until another commander, Spears, could relieve command. He never asked for credit. He showed up every day, in the worst conditions imaginable. And Winters himself said that Lipton held Easy Company together. All right, that's what frontline leadership looks like. It's not ego. It's not barking orders. It's presence. It's grit. It's consistency. So let's talk about five principles of great leadership that we can take from this. Okay, we're gonna boil it down into something practical for our lives, our businesses, and our teams. So here are five timeless leadership principles we can take from winners in Lipton. Okay, number one, lead from the front. Just don't tell people what to do. Show them, get in the trenches, and take the tough ones too. Again, so many times I see leadership, they're in meetings all day, they're behind closed doors, you know, these smoky rooms making decisions. They're never customer facing. They're never out in the field. You know, I worked with one company. I mean, leadership never traveled. They would not come and meet with you and meet with a customer. And when they did get customer feedback, it was ignored. You cannot lead from behind. You cannot lead from corporate headquarters. You got to be out in front leading. All right. That's number one. Number two, make decisive ethical choices. And Captain Winters or Major Winters said, never put yourself in a position where you take from the men. Now, again, this goes back to a scene that really caught my attention. Is Captain Winters was actually reprimanding Buck Compton. He was one of the leaders, and they, you know, he's the company, you know, I think he was the sergeant, and you know, they loved him. You know, they, you know, or maybe he was lieutenant, but either way, he was a leader and they loved him. But the problem is he was gambling with the men. So he would actually fraternize and almost, he was almost one of the guys. And Captain Winters said, you know, you can't do that, Buck. He said, you've got to keep yourself separate, because if, and he asked him the question, have you won? He said, no, I haven't won anything. He said, quit doing that. You should not take from your men, because they're having so much taken from them every day, you know, for their service. So don't take from your men. You want to give to them. And wow, that is so powerful. How many leaders out there are taking from people every day? From, you know, just terrible emails, phone calls, you know, no training. They're not providing support or resources. They're just taking, and they're not giving anything back. So that one really hit me hard. So anyway, didn't mean to really go off on that one, but that's the one that kind of inspired me to do this podcast. All right, number three, right person, right seat. Okay, this goes back to the Sobel example that I gave earlier. Know your team, promote based on trust, temperament, not just technical skill and not tenure. All right. Number four, empower and develop your team. Captain Winters or Major Winters delegated responsibility. He trusted Lipton. He trusted his leaders and he let them lead. All right. Number five, stay humble, stay steady. Leadership isn't about credit. It's about impact. Winters never talked about himself. He always said we. And again, as I mentioned before, he was always saying we in reports. We, not I. And Lipton didn't even realize he was the glue holding the unit together. Now that is humility. All right, so just a few closing thoughts here on this Independence Day or 4th of July message. So here's my challenge to you. Be a leader of character, competence, and courage, just like Major Winters encouraged in his first principle. Whether you're leading a business, a family, or just your own life, lead like Dick Winters. Support the troops like Lipton. Build people up, set a tone, and live by example. Great leadership isn't about title. It's about trust. It's not about attention. It's about accountability. And it's not about glory. It's about getting the job done right together. Anyway, that's all I got today. So thanks for spending time with me on the Platinum Business Break. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone that needs to hear the message on leadership. And as always, lead well, live boldly, and keep building something that matters. Thanks. We'll see you next time. Bye.